Welcome to the Warrior Mama Podcast, as we learn how to apply God's Word to our lives in motherhood, finding in big and small ways that the truth of the gospel applies not just to our lives as moms, but also to our children's lives, so that as we stand anchored in Him, we mother confidently with our hearts at rest. I'm so glad you're joining me today at the kitchen table. Welcome back to the kitchen table, and welcome back into the conversation we're having this month about how do we see the gospel in the everyday moments and everyday struggles of our lives. And this week we've been looking at a lot of questions, a lot of when I am questions. And so today's when I am question is when I am feeling overwhelmed with all the busyness of my life. How does the gospel show itself to be true right there? And I think for me, what I believed for so long was that I needed to get out of all that busyness in order to find the gospel. I needed to slow my life down, eliminate things off, you know, take out activities, stop saying yes to things, calm everything down in order to be able to find Jesus and find the gospel. That's what I used to believe. Now, we're going to talk in this next few minutes about the truth that a lot of times we do have to take things off of a list or calm our lives down a little bit, but it is not to find the gospel. It is not to find Jesus. I want to introduce you to one of the favorite verses of my life. I want to read it to you in two different passages, because I want you to hear it, and then I want you to hear a lot of what I think God's heartbeat is in this passage. So it's Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30. And this is Jesus talking, and he says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." That's in the ESV. It's the version I typically read scripture from, either that or the New King James Version. But I want to read it to you also in the Message. This is a paraphrase. It says, "Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me and watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly." For so many years, I have believed that the only way to find rest was truly to get away. And I would think, naturally, for me, the beach was where I should get away, that would be the place that I would find the rest my body craved, my mind desperately desired, that just the wholeness of me needed a reset, and I could find it there in front of the waves. I was sure of it. But it never stuck. It never stayed. I maybe would experience a fleeting rest a day or two. If I brought all my kids to the beach, there really wasn't rest. I don't know about you, but for me, going to the beach with all of my crew is just like moving my house to a new location and I'm still on. But there was something about the waves that could still bring some solace to me. But it wasn't rest. And I knew it. And so I believed that then it must be because I needed to whack a bunch of stuff off my list and slow our lives down really fast and eliminate everything that is hard to do, that would bring me rest. But it didn't. And for my personality, it just kind of made me lonely. Then I was in my house alone with my kids with nothing to do. And for me personally, as a mom, that wasn't a great healthy space either. But when I began to look at this passage of scripture and see the gospel in play, I found rest. I found rest no matter how crazy my day was. I could live in this state of rest, because what Jesus is promising here is not a state of no activity, calm. It's like, oh, and we're all in this peaceful, tranquil, no movement state. Oh, no. And if you're a mom of at least one little person or one teenager or one pre-teenager, it doesn't matter. You know there is no rest like that. There's no tranquility with raising our kids. So what could Jesus be talking about? Or is he just saying, except for all the moms out there, you don't get it? No, we get it. And it's beautiful. We're going to look at this really fast. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden. The word labor or weary is painting a picture of somebody who is so physically worn out, spiritually exhausted, discouraged, and ready to throw in the towel. Is that happening to any of us right now? Or have you had days that you felt that done in? I want you just to recognize your weariness. Because when we recognize our weariness, we actually get to find the rest he's offering. You see, when I rest in this world, when I carry my things with me and believe if I just navigate my list better, I'll get to rest, I'm really not desperate for his rest because I'm trying to solve rest. So the gospel is that Jesus offers us all we need. And here we're finding it for rest. And then the second word, heavy laden. It's meaning something that has happened in the past or is ongoing where stuff has just been dumped on you. Whether it's emotional stuff that's dumped on you that you've just carried with you, whether it's just roles that you play, burdened and loaded down with things that are ongoing. But this is what Jesus promises. I will give you rest. And we think we know what that word means. But I want to share with you the beauty of this word really fast. This word, I will give you rest, actually means I will stay you. And that word stay means to support you from sinking, to sustain you with strength. If you want to have a word picture of what this is, it would be like the boning in a girdle that would hold a woman up in the fancy dresses, like back when all the women wore all those fancy dresses, the girdling that would go around her rib cage. God is promising, Christ is saying, I am going to hold you up. I'm going to mend you where you're broken. I'm going to sustain your strength. But his rest is not inactivity. It's not slumber. It's not taking a nap. It's not eliminating your list. His rest is a sustaining in the middle of the swirl of what's happening in life. It is his hands holding you. It's his peace wrapping itself around you and guarding you. We see this played out in other scriptures. We know Colossians 1 says, Christ is before all things, and in him all things hold together. We know that we can see over and over in scripture that he says he is our peace, that he says that his peace will actually guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. This is, and that's, I think, Philippians 4. So we're being invited not to stop all movements, all hustling, all everything, like because we're checking a list off and we're getting it done. No, instead, what he is saying is, if you will come to me and exchange and give me all your hustling, give me all your worrying, give me all your achieving, give me all your performing, hand it to me, exchange yokes, and learn from me, learn my way. Come, surrender. You see, the surrender has to come first. And then we get to learn from him after we've surrendered to him. So we don't get to just choose to rest. He gives us rest as we surrender our lives. That is the way that busyness stops being busyness and our hearts begin to center in the truth of the gospel, and we can actually experience what God wants to give us through Jesus Christ, which is a peace that sustains us, guards us, and gives us true rest. Do you ever feel overwhelmed in your motherhood? as if you're not measuring up to everyone else around you, or maybe you're just not measuring up to your own expectations? Do you find yourself wondering how following Jesus actually impacts your daily life with your kids? If the answer is yes, then you need Reset. You need this six-week journey in learning how to anchor your motherhood to key gospel truths, not only so that you know them, not only so that you feel at peace and at rest and not overwhelmed and not anxious anymore, but Mama, I want you to know these truths so they pour out of you in the everyday language and speech and conversations you have with your children. Join me in Reset, anchoring your motherhood in the gospel, and watch what God does as He changes your very motherhood. If you like this format for podcasts, you're going to love the Reset Bible Study. Grab the link in our show notes, join me over the next 6 weeks, and journey with Jesus as He changes your heart and your mind and helps you parent confidently because you're no longer overwhelmed and anxious. Instead, you fully understand His gospel for you and for your kids. Thanks for listening this week to the Warrior Mama Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support other Warrior Mamas, I'll tell you that one of the best ways that you can do is you can just share this podcast with your friends. You know, sometimes we love to talk about the things we like the most for our face, for our life, for our kids. Can I tell you that it would be a great blessing to begin to share with other moms the things that God is teaching you and the ways that He is growing you in Him? Our prayer over here at the Warrior Mama Podcast is that this podcast is something that does that for you in your life. So feel free to share it with your friends, post about it on social media, and of course, leave a rating and a review. I love seeing what God is doing in your lives. And I look forward to sitting with you at the kitchen table again next week.